In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Church is celebrating, celebrating the remembrance of the icon of the Mother God Kazansky, as she has saved the Russian people from the attack at that time of those who were not Orthodox. My beloved, we have to realize that the Mother of God is willing to save us all the time, and we are being under a constant attack, and we are being under constant attack of the evil spirits without realizing it. But why do they attack us all the time? Well, the main reason is that we don't have the humility, real humility, of which they're afraid of, through which they would not be attacking us. And we don't have enough sense to run to our Theotokos, to the Mother of God, that is willing, more than willing, to save us and to bring us to the haven of her Son and to bring us to the Kingdom of Heaven. This would be her happiness, her joy to see us truly be converted and being brought to her Son. Yesterday in the canons we were saying, rejoice to the Mother of God. And many, many times, and just about in every Trapari, in the canon to the Mother of God, the two canons. And then the first one is full all the time of saying to her to rejoice. Well, first of all, of course, we repeated the word of the archangel who said to her, rejoice, when he told her that she is going to be the mother of the Savior. And so let's make our Theotokos very happy by starting to fight against our passions, against the flesh, against the all the temptations that we have in the world. Let's humble ourselves. Let's realize finally once and for all that through humility we can bypass all the snares of the world, of the enemy and the world. And the humility will be gathered only when we recognize our sinfulness. If we recognize our sinfulness, then we can start pleading for a salvation. We can ask, first of all, the Mother of God, who is going to be very, very happy and rejoicing that we are turning to her for help. And she is will gladly run to her Son and our God and her God, and will plead for us so that he will help us in the way of salvation. The greatest joy for her and for all the heavenly dwellers would be if a sinner will return to the Lord. And this is what the Lord himself said, that, my beloved, why are we delaying this way back to our Lord? Why do we not get mad at ourselves and say, well, that's enough, let's go and turn to the Lord, let's turn to the Mother God for help, for she is more than willing to give us the help, to bring us, lead us by the hand and bring us to her Son, through whom we have our salvation. But he loves us, he wants that, because otherwise he would never have come on this earth through the Theotokos, and would not have died for us on the cross. He would have left us to be killed spiritually and physically by the enemy, because that's all that the enemy of God wants. He hates us. He wants to destroy us, my beloved. But the Mother of God wants to be able to bring us to the Lord and to save us. This is her wish, and this will be her joy. So let's bring her joy by turning away from the pride and from the offenses and from the hatreds and from and enemies and all those things. And let's not look anymore mainly how to satisfy ourselves here, whether mentally or physically. Let's not look for that. Let's look how to satisfy the will of God, to accept his laws and to go and live according to the gospel. For that's the only way to make it to heaven. This first, as the Lord says, if we want to follow him, we must deny ourselves. We must go against our will. too. And we must then pick up the cross, whatever the Lord sends us, and then we follow after him according to the living, according to the gospel. That's what the main thing. And who can help us in all this? Of course, the Mother of God. The Mother of God more than willing to help us, and that will bring her a great joy if we finally recognize that. And she will take us by her hand and bring us to the kingdom of heaven, bring us to her Son, who will lead us into the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, there is the greatest trouble is that we are so far in our mind and our hearts, we go away so far from the Lord, from kingdom of heaven. We're being enticed all the time with all the so-called priority, all these things of the world, and the enticements, all the enticements of the world, and all the movies and then TVs and the internets and all those things that are taking us away from our Lord, from the prayer and from real life, and we're just wasting our time in doing those things which we really is only harming us. It's not doing us any good. The real good would be, we will be doing to us and to our neighbors if we learn to live according to the gospel and love our Lord with all our heart and mind and soul and might, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. That will bring the greatest joy to our Lord himself, and of course to the Theotokos, to the Mother of God, who loves us so much, and to all the heavenly dwellers. Amen.